Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
A lot of little things tick us off.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot of pet peeves. Yep. Some people have like 4 or 5. We have like 40 or 50. And they're all just little tiny things that in the grand scheme of things doesn't matter at all.
Oh, God, no.
But in our heads, it just drives us wild. We all have those three things that, you know, it's not that big of a deal, but it is a big deal.
Mismatched socks.
You hate them.
I saw somebody post it on Facebook, something like, oh, woke up this morning, realized I left the house, blah, blah, whatever. And they had two completely different kinds of socks on. I used to live with my friend. Her name is Danny. Same deal. She didn't care. She was just like, whatever. I put two socks on my feet. That's it.
Yeah.
Socks are meant to be worn in pairs. That's why they look the same.
Now, if you're a kid, no big deal. Like, for children, this isn't a big deal, right? If you're, like, 5 or 6 years old,
no.
You're wearing mismatched socks, whatever. But you're
There's
talking,
no
like...
There's no excuse, you're ever.
You're not even for a 5 or 6-year-old.
They should have someone in charge of their wardrobe to look at it and say, hey, wait, let's figure this out.
A sock boss. They should
a
have parent, a sock
boss. A sock boss, a grandma, a babysitter.
See,
whichever.
I'll let it slide for kids. I'll even let it slide for adults, too. Sometimes you just run out of socks, and you got the two lonely socks sitting in your sock drawer that lost their partner, and you put them on.
I have never lost a sock.
Okay, don't turn Cruise Mornings into a show of lies. Everyone has lost a sock.
I know my husband is listening. I always find the missing sock.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Come on.
I am not even lying. I am telling the truth 100%. I've never lost a sock in the laundry, ever.
So if I go to your house right now and I look in your sock drawer, they will all have, like,
partners.
Every sock will have a partner.
Absolutely. And they're all clipped together, not clipped, but folded together. 100%.
Looks like I'm going on a field trip after work to your bedroom to look through your sock drawer, which is actually creepy now that I say it out loud. Stacey claims that she has never lost a sock in her life. Not once. Not once. Pfft. Yeah, okay, and Grizzly Adams had a beard.
If there was a Bible in here, I would put my hand on it and swear on it.
Everyone has lost at least one sock, whether it be you're at the lake and you forget to pack it, like it just gets stuck under the bed or something like that, or you're at a hotel, you just lose a sock that way,
no.
Or the laundry monster strikes and it
no.
just takes one of your socks. Yes!
No.
Stop it!
It's
Stop.
The truth! When the socks come off my feet,
yeah.
They go into the laundry basket.
Yeah, obviously. But sometimes they fall out along the way to the laundry machine and
no.
they get kicked underneath or something like that. It just happens.
What kind of horse crap is that?
It is not horse dung.
I keep all the laundry in the basket till it gets down. And then if I see the sock on the way back, mm-hmm. I go back and put it in the laundry.
Sometimes you just miss it, though. Sometimes the sock goes rogue.
No.
And it just disappears forever.
Are
you doing laundry like every 3 days that your laundry bin, like there's nothing in there that it can't fall out?
It's not heaping full, that it's like a hard thing to balance.
If your laundry basket isn't heaping over the sides, are you even doing laundry correctly? No.
You know what? My husband, Sean, was listening when I was talking about the sock situation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, you haven't lost any socks, but you mismatched mine when you folded them up together.
I'm literally getting messages from my friends. Jordan Pfeiffer right now. Never lost a sock? Absurd. On our Facebook page, we're doing a poll right now. Is Stacey telling the truth? Heck no, 91% of the vote.
They think I'm lying.
Because you are.
I am not lying. I'm going to start crying.
You know someone's lying when they do that high voice that you just did.
I'm
not lying.
I'm very upset.
I'm not lying. You sound like the gingerbread man from Shrek right now. The muffin man. 87% of our Facebook fans think you are lying.
Well, they don't know me.
Well, you are lying, so they are right, so...
I'm not lying.
Yes, you are. Sounds like something someone would say who is lying.
Okay, but here's another thing. Why would I lie about something as ridiculous as, like, socks?
You tell me. You're the one lying about it.
I'm not lying.
Well, you kind of are.
I'm not. Huge news. Netflix has acquired the worldwide streaming rights to Seinfeld.
Yay.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
I am excited for this. It's a huge, huge deal. 5-year global deal because Netflix is losing two of its other most popular binge-worthy... I can't say binge-worthy.
Binge-worthy.
Binge-worthy. Binge-worthy shows, Friends and The Office.
Ugh.
So they're trying to fill that gap, plug it, if you will, with Seinfeld.
No. The thing is, Seinfeld has been available for Canadians everywhere for the past couple of years. It's on Crave. Like Crave TV. It's
but
another streaming site. Seinfeld
is
on there as well. Crave TV is pretty good.
But like, Netflix is like the creme de la creme of streaming sites.
That is true.
Everyone goes to Netflix first.
Like, it's not Crave TV and chill. It's Netflix and chill.
It's not also Amazon Prime and chill. We have all three. It's ridiculous.
You have all three?
We do.
Holy.
We have Netflix because we use a password from a friend of mine. Thanks, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get Crave so we could watch Game of Thrones.
Obviously.
And then we had to get Amazon Prime so my husband could watch a Manchester City documentary.
Obviously. Just one thing on Amazon Prime.
Basically.
Totally worth the $19 a month.
It's become worth it. We're now obsessed with television.
It is true, though. I mean, Netflix is like Coca-Cola, where Crave TV is like RC Cola.
Exactly.
Netflix is like Dr. Pepper. Crave TV is like Dr. Skipper.
Dr. Skipper.
Netflix is like Nest Tea, and then Crave TV is like that tea with a twist.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Crew's Confused Lyrics.
Presented by O'Brien's Automotive. Online at O'Brien's.ca.
All right, let's get to this. First one is courtesy of Jeremy. I like this one. Stone Temple Pilots, Interstate Love Song. Such a good song. Jeremy hears, feeling like a ham and mustard shake.
Feeling like a ham and mustard shake.
What should I have for breakfast this morning? I know, a ham and mustard shake.
Gotta get that protein, Stacey.
No, the right lyrics. Feeling like a hand in rusted chains.
Feeling like a hand in rusted chains.
So basically the same thing.
Yeah.
The next one was from Danielle. Marcy Playground, Sex and Candy. Danielle hears, asthma, sex, and candy.
Asthma, sex, and candy.
Sounds like a wild Saturday right there. The actual lyrics, I smell sex and candy. Yeah.
I smell sex and candy.
Ugh. Gross. The last one, how fitting. The Cars, Magic. This one's from Ray. This one is a little weird. Ray hears, high shoes with the queens a-clickin', a check banana blow.
High shoes with the queens a-clickin', a check banana blow.
Clearly not the correct lyrics. The actual lyrics, high shoes with the cleats a-clickin', a temperamental glow.
High shoes with the cleats a-clickin', a check banana blow.
Here's a situation for you, Stacey. Let's say a kid around age 12 knocks on your door and offers to mow your lawn for $20. Not a bad deal there. He finishes your lawn, knocks on your door. All right, I'm finished. And he just does a horrible job. Like, I'm not talking mediocre. I'm talking horrible.
Abysmal.
He missed spots. He didn't go around the corners. It's different levels. It's just the worst. But this kid is super cute. Maybe he's one of those kids that can't pronounce his R's. He's like, mister, I finished your lawn for you. You know,
he's
like
12?
One of those kids. Yeah, and he's 12. Do you still pay the kid and then just go over his mistakes later? Do you explain his mistakes? Do you not pay him at all? Like, what do you do in that situation?
Well, first of all, we have a horrible lawn to begin with.
Okay.
So I don't know if it would be that big of an issue. We do cut it ourselves. I should say my husband cuts it. I don't cut it.
Yeah.
But I think what I would do is pay the kid because he clearly did his best, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to assume
horrible.
He did his best. But then what I would do is run to the neighbor's house and be like, hey, do not get that kid to cut your lawn. He is horrible.
Just hop the backyard fence so the kid doesn't see you running to the neighbor's house. On our Facebook page, we got some good answers. Jay, show him what he missed and get him to fix it. If he doesn't want to fix it, just give him $10 instead of $20 and tell him to never come back again. See, as a proud lawn dad, I would never have this problem because no one is touching my baby but me. You want to touch my baby? Nuh-uh. Get away.
So this is very early to start talking about this, but it's something that happens every year, and it has to do with Christmas decorations.
It's September 17th.
I know,
come
but
on.
This article was on the internet, so it's
come
valid.
Come on. Oh, sure.
What it's saying, though, is that the putting up of the Christmas tree earlier, the decorating early, is actually good for your mental health. It makes you a happier person.
How early are we talking? Like, not tomorrow.
No, I feel like September is not necessary. I feel like October is not necessary. But if you're decorating in your home, why not November? I don't agree with the public business retail side of things going in November. But if you're at home, in the privacy of your own home, why not?
You know what? I changed my mind. If it's in your own home and you want to start decorating for Christmas after Remembrance Day, go ahead. But if you're doing it before Remembrance Day, hard no. Hard no on that
one. So November 12th in the privacy of your own home.
Exactly. Because there's tons of stuff leading up to Christmas. You know, you got Halloween, you got Thanksgiving, you got Remembrance Day. There are a lot of things to decorate and get excited for. And you can still have like a month and a half of Christmas decorating. Yeah. You don't have to start November 1st.
I have to say, one of the things I like about decorating and keeping it up for as long as I do is the fullness of the house. Everything just feels more cozy. You've got the tree. It's filling up space. It's got lights on it. You've put, you know, lights on the fireplace or whatever. I just like that full, comfy, warm feeling. You light a fire. Oh, it's great. Eggnog. Oh, my God. I'm getting very excited for Christmas.
Again, here's the solution. Just keep your decorations up year-round.
That's ridiculous.
And just say they're St. Patrick's Day lights. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's our Easter tree in the corner. My fiance, no, wife. Gotta stop doing that.
Where's your fiance jar?
My wife likes to call me Monica from Friends because I like cleaning so much.
You do clean a lot.
I like being clean. Like, I like my house clean. The front yard, the backyard, inside, even the storage room, the little carport we have. I like it clean and organized. I'm one of those people. But it's not the act of cleaning I enjoy. Like, no one actually likes cleaning.
No.
No one's actually cleaning out their fridge like, oh, I am having
this
a time
is great.
And a half. Yes. No, it's the feeling after you have a big clean.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, when you clean the house for 4.5 hours, I'm talking scrubbing the floors, cleaning out the fridge, reorganize the basement, vacuum under the couch.
Absolutely.
Like, the big clean. Do you ever take a lap around your house and just admire your work?
Oh, for sure.
Like, for half an hour, I'm just walking from room to room to room, being like, look what I accomplished
today. Take a picture so you can look back on it later. Remember when the living room looked like this?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.